Reviewing the war news, Baghdad last night came under the heaviest bombing in a week. U.S. and British forces targeted communications facilities used by Iraq's government to control military units in the field. At Camp David yesterday, President Bush and Britain's Prime Minister Tony Blair urged the United Nations to move quickly to revive the Oil for Food humanitarian aid program for Iraq. A dispute over a broader role for the U.N. after the war is over, is complicating U.S. and British diplomacy. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
The Bush administration has already called up American bureaucrats, diplomats, and military officials to run Iraq once U.S. forces can topple Saddam Hussein. These post-war plans to occupy Iraq have been met with a growing chorus of concern. French officials have warned that a long U.S. occupation of Iraq could inflame the Muslim world. Germany's ambassador to Washington, Wolfgang Ischinger, pressed the U.S. to let the United Nations take the lead in administering the country, as in Kosovo or Afghanistan. Ischinger told the Council on Foreign Relations, without a U.N. flag over post-war Iraq, the U.S. will find itself isolated.
I believe it would be a historic mistake if those in this town who believe that they don't want to see any U.N. flag anywhere anymore were to prevail. Because if you're looking for international support, this U.N. flag is the way to do it.
One State Department official said there may be some U.N. flags flying in Baghdad, but he said the U.S. is suspicious now about giving the U.N. too broad a role. So far, Bush administration officials have only spoken of having a coordinator for U.N. humanitarian operations. The U.S., as an occupying power, would administer Iraq, handing the reins to an interim Iraqi authority once that can be formed. At a Senate hearing yesterday, Undersecretary of Defense Douglas Feith told Senator Carl Levin that the U.S. idea is to put as much responsibility in the hands of Iraqis as soon as possible.
Is there a role for U.N. takeover of civil administration from the U.S. before that happens in your plan?
If things go well, we should be able to have the Iraqis running their own affairs soon, and there would not be any requirement for a U.N.-run administration of Iraq.
Secretary of State Colin Powell was even more blunt in a separate hearing earlier in the week.
We didn't take on this huge burden with our coalition partners not to be able to have significant, dominating control over how it unfolds in the future.
But Powell's deputy, Richard Armitage, did acknowledge yesterday that the U.S. does want some role for the U.N., if only to bring in more international financial support to rebuild Iraq.
We may have the deepest pockets in the world, but they're not unlimited. And in order to get full use and access to the IFIs, the international financial institutions, it will be very beneficial to have an appropriate role cut out for the U.N. as we move forward.
And that, Armitage says, was the topic of conversation in yesterday's meeting between President Bush and British Prime Minister Tony Blair. After the meeting, Blair admitted there are many details to be discussed as to how to coordinate with the U.N. These details, according to one State Department official, are complicating an already acrimonious U.N. debate over humanitarian aid. The broader dispute over who rules post-war Iraq could provoke another diplomatic showdown. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.